The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, but it was written almost 250 years ago, so how does it apply to life now? Today on Homeschool Heartbeat, host Mike Ferris illustrates how to determine the original intent of the men who wrote this important document.
There are few areas of constitutional law which have produced more controversy than the First Amendment Clause, which states, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion." The original meaning of this phrase is hotly debated, and conservatives generally believe that the Supreme Court's interpretations are mostly out of step with the original intent of the Founding Fathers. I've discovered, however, there are lay people who make folk interpretations of the Constitution that are simply uninformed either by history or even by the decisions of the Supreme Court. So, in order to be constitutionally literate, the first thing we need to do is to look for the founders' original intent. We start with the question, what did the establishment of religion look like at the time of our founding? Over the course of English and colonial history, we can observe several attributes of an established church. These range from requiring mandatory church attendance to imposing the death penalty on those who disagreed with official church doctrine. These were the kinds of things that the Founding Fathers were seeking to eliminate when they chose the words of the First Amendment. Knowing history is a good first step in understanding the original intent of this and any provision of the Constitution, and thereby we know better how the Constitution applies today. I'm Mike Ferris.
Mike Ferris teaches the constitutional history and legal theory that are essential to American self-government in a DVD series called Constitutional Literacy with Michael Ferris. Get constitutionally literate by visiting our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.